Blog Talk Radio.
Booyah. If that doesn't get people going, I don't know what will. But for the people listeners, you're here and you're live at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check us out every Friday from 7 to 8:30. Got so much to talk about. I mean, since the last week, we've been moving and shaking and got a whole bunch of things going on. But real quick, with me, as always, the co-owner of the United Wrestling Council with Manny Pinson, Michael Parks. Michael Parks, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well. Good evening, everybody.
And we were talking a little bit before we went on air and talking a little bit about, you know, moving forward and doing a bunch of things and all that or whatever. But real quick before we continue, got Jason Green coming up in about 15 minutes. For the people who don't know, Jason Green has been, you know, we had Sean Black on last week, and he does Amped Up and he does Compton Mania. And this is where I met Jason Green. He's an actual pastor in real life, or not that there's a play that, but real life. And his gimmick is similar to that, but he's got a huge family. He's got kids and you know, his wife, everybody comes and the family, and they all come down to check out the show. And his kids absolutely cannot stand me because I see, you know, the epitome, you know, of somebody like that. That's who I went for. And it just created so much heat. And it was just a battle royal. Or whatever, you know, and then they would say, my dad will beat you up. And I said, oh, okay, this is your dad. And boom, and I give him a cheap shot. And, you know, they'd start screaming and all that. So that's why I met him. And it was some pretty good chemistry. We haven't actually wrestled like in a tag or a singles or whatever. I think that's going to be coming up pretty soon, you know, in the near future once all this is over. But he's going to come on. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're also going to talk a little bit about training at Santino Brothers, because before, you know, Supreme Lester passed away, he was doing Friday classes at Santino's, and Jason was one of the few that was there. There was probably maybe six people that were training with them on Fridays, which to me was pretty good because you get a lot of more tension, you know, of not, I want to say one-on-one, but it's just a lot more tension. So I want to talk a little bit about how it was training, you know, with Supreme and all that, and what the future holds. Cause of course, everything's kind of on hold right now because of the coronavirus. So we'll definitely be talking to him about that. Big news, Michael Parks, is, I would say, pretty huge, because, you know, when we talked about Paul's photo last week, you know, we haven't got everything set, you know, with Paul's photo, as far as like making sure he gets the commercial done the way he wants and getting the banner and get everything. But he's like, hey man, let's get this live broadcast going so we can get the wrestlers down and we can take some pictures and we could do, you know, a whole thing. So I was trying for Sunday the 30th, but as we all talked about, Saturday is a better day for him. So Saturday the 29th, we will be doing a live broadcast from Paul's photo in the city of Torrance. It's going to be from, you know, we usually say 10 to 12, but it'll usually go till about 1 o'clock or whatever. So
right.
that's coming up. So real quick, Mike, you want to tell the people a little bit about what's going on? Because not only are we going to be doing the live broadcast, but we're going to be doing taking some professional photos of the wrestlers. So to me, it would be beneficial to them to come down and get some professional pictures done, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of our, you know, soon to be sponsors, and he's willing to help out, which is awesome, and allow us to do our live broadcast from there, and also, you know, have the wrestlers come down, take a professional picture, and be able to purchase
right
those pictures from him.
Yeah, because in the wrestling world, 8x10s are, you know, your bread and butter. Because when you go to make an appearance or whatever, you know, a lot of times the kids want an 8x10 or they want to buy them or whatever. So this is a chance for you to get some professional ones done. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike.
No, that's what I was going to say. You know, this is a chance for fans to come out, meet the wrestlers, and also meet, you know, the owners, myself, Manny Pinson, and
yes,
meet Fabiano. Yeah, the man behind the voice.
It's cool because, you know, Manny will come down in some sort of a button down Hawaiian type shirt or whatever, so you can't miss him. But the real question, which is, you know, when we started putting this together, my student Luis, who always comes to everything, that's why we want to do it on a Sunday, because he's off on Sunday and he usually works on Saturdays. That's my man that I use for Chop Trivia. So
right.
the question everybody has is, will Michael Parks take a chop if somebody gets a question wrong on Chop Trivia?
I'll take a chop.
Well, see, here's what, this is real quick for the people listening to us on UWC Radio. This is how it works. You know, we have a live broadcast, so we get that's a chance for us to get the wrestlers on air. We talk about what's coming up, and, you know, Paul's photo, they'll come on and say, hey, you know, we could do this. We talked a little bit about the cameras and all that you could rent if you want to make something. So now we can get it straight from them. Hey, well, if you rent this, you could do this and whatever. So it's a chance, you know, for them to come on and talk about that. So we have music, and then I have a lot of action figures and stuff to give away, you know, because the kids come down or young adult. The last time we were at Ochateria and did a live broadcast, I gave away some UFC fighter gloves. I gave away a Rey Mysterio Jr. Action figure. I mean, a bunch of stuff. I mean, because that place was packed. So the way we usually do it is I ask a question, and if you get the question right, you get to pick something from the table. If you get the question wrong, somebody takes a chop. Usually it's Luis, but see, that's going to be there. It's either going to be Michael Parks or maybe Manny. I don't know if Manny's heart can take it, but he might have to take one for the team. Or Wolf, or something. Maybe Guyam. Maybe Guyam can take a chop or whatever. But what the people were telling me this year is what's really super popular, and I'm not too familiar with this, is this cornhole championships. They say it's even on ESPN. Are you familiar with this, Mike?
Yes.
So
I kind of sort of play it.
Okay. So. Okay. Well, even better. Because what they're saying is we should take something like that down there and give the person, I guess, their sandbags or whatever, give them three sandbags to try to make it into the hole that's, I don't know how, 27 feet apart or something like that. If they make it, they get something from the table. If they don't make one of three, somebody has to take a chop. You think that would be a little more interesting?
Sure, but we're not going to do like Balor and did that guy over in Japan. You're not about to use up my chest. I'm letting fans know. You better not miss on purpose. I'll start swinging.
I'm going to be honest with you. The 9 times out of 10 that we've done live broadcasts, the people could care less what I have on that table. They want to see somebody get chopped. So, you know, you might have to take one, but maybe Guyam could take one. Let's put it this way. We had Downey Brewery. We did a live broadcast for the UFC. And I would say Luis probably took 6 chops, couldn't take any more. So I had to take one, and I think Sergio took like 2. That because they could care less. They just want to see somebody get chopped. So it's, you know, people just want to see it. So we're bringing it to you live on Saturday, hey, the 29th at Paul's Photos. Go ahead.
Manny, I know you're listening. You're going to take one too. I'm like, look, I'm like Nino Brown right now. If I go down, everybody's going down.
And I can't. You know, I can't ease up, man. I mean, I can't. It's just part of the business. You can't. If you ease up on the chops, then that's just, you know, it's just a big fat effort of futility. So for the people listening to us, I'm telling you, man, it's always a good time. We're always, you know, we got the music going. We got the live broadcast. So what we do is, even though we're interviewing the wrestlers or whoever on the air, we have a big speaker so that, you know, if you're in line or whatever to take a picture, or if you're in line to go check out some of the cameras, you can still hear the broadcast, you know, while you're in line. And it makes for the time go by a little bit faster when you're in line. So it's always a good time. I think I probably have maybe 3 or 4 of the really nice UFC figures. I can't remember who I have. I know I have a Jose Aldo and Anderson Silva and stuff like that. And then I have some really good action figures. I have some Samoa Joe. I was going to keep my Christopher Daniels one because I thought that one was pretty cool, but there's so many people like, hey man, can you put that one out there? So I might have to put my Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels out there, but I do have quite a few. I have some pretty cool ones. So, you know, if you want to come down and check it out, it's going to be a good time. So We'll make sure we can.
You cannot
go for it.
You cannot put Joe out there. I'll sucker punch you if I see Joe's figurine out there.
I have one that nobody has. He sent it to me because it was like a prototype when he first went to TNA, and they only made a few, and he had sent me one, told me, hey, check it out, or whatever. So I'll bring it, we'll make the judgment if we put it out or not, because it's pretty cool, man. It's a pretty cool action figure. So we'll make sure we keep everybody posted, you know, on the social media, and then next week we'll have more details and everything, and we'll make sure that we get all the full details out there. But right now, Saturday, August 29th, we're going to have a live broadcast. It's going to be from Paul's Photo. That's in the city of Torrance. It's right off of PCH and Hawthorne. I went to go check it out the other day. It's you can make a whole day. There's a Tuesday mornings next to it if you want to look for some discount stuff or whatever. And then across the street, there's like a Carl's Jr. There's an Einstein Bagels. I mean, there's just all kinds of places to eat up there. So it's going to be great. And it's always a good time. And I've talked, the Chivos are definitely going to come down to you know, meet and greet, take some pictures and stuff like that. And then also Captain Corona, he's going to come down. I talked to him. He's going to bring Manny Mars and a couple of different wrestlers or whatever. So we're going to have a whole bunch of people. And we're even going to have some fighters. Lyoto Machida has just opened up a karate school literally down the street from where I work. So I approached him. I said, hey, man, you should come down, and, you know, you can pass out your flyers to get your karate people in there and all that. So hopefully he'll come, because that's huge. And, of course, Gracie Jiu-Jitsu's down there. They might send a representative. So I'm working on getting a whole bunch of people down there so we can have a big, huge show, and it'll be slamming. So we'll definitely keep everybody up to date on that, on all our social media, and we'll make sure. I'm working on the flyers right now. So I'm hoping that I'll have them done by Sunday, because when Michael Parks, myself, and Manny, when we all meet, I'll have some so that we can start passing them out, because, you know, the more you pass out, the better it is or whatever. And I'm out there in Torrance working, so I'm going to try to hit up as many people as possible so we can make that thing back. But, Michael Parks has been to quite a few, because he's been, you know, following. And then Manny came to the last two that we had at NutriShop, which – you know, it was cool, which is the perfect place to do it. But with this pandemic, we didn't get as many people because people are afraid to come out. But it is open. It's right, Mike? It's an open area, and everybody can keep their social distancing, right?
Yeah. And I mean, if you feel uncomfortable, wear your mask. It's okay.
Well,
we're not one of those. We're not one of those that say, no, you can't, don't wear your mask. No, wear your mask.
Masks are required. Yes, they are required. Hey. So make sure you wear your mask. But anyways, let's go ahead and take a quick break, Mike. I'm going to shoot Jason Green a text, let him know that we're going to be calling him. We'll be right back with Jason Green after this. Hang on, everybody. Going, Teddy Funk. That reminds me. It's funny because those bells like that remind me of the old school Japan when you can have the shortest name in on earth, but when they're in Japan and they're doing the Japanese wrestling, they will drag it out because they'll go Teddy Funk. I missed that. I mean, that was awesome the way they drug it out. But you remember, Michael, when New Japan came down, they brought the Japanese announcer, and it is awesome because they when they're walking down the ramp, they announce them in English, but once they get in the ring, they announce them in Japanese, and it's awesome, man. I mean, New Japan is, to me, far and away, you know, one of the best far and away easily the top notch in pro wrestling, because his strong style and just everything from the way they do the show to the announcer, everything is just awesome. But that, for the people listening, real quick, you're here. You're at UWC Radio with your host, Fabi Chulo, and I got Michael Parks hanging with me, one of the co-owners, along with Manny Pinson of the United Wrestling Council. Don't forget, big live event, live broadcast coming up at Paul's Photos. It's in the city of Torrance. It's right off of, it's on Hawthorne right before you get to PCH. We'll make sure we give everybody that address so they can come out there and make sure they check it out. But let's give Jason Green a call, talk a little bit about training at Santino's, training with Lester, and see how all that goes. And Kids That Can't Stand Fabiano. Hey, Jason. Andale, did we get the fax number?
Yes, you did. Oh.
Okay. That's the number I got for him. Hold on. Let me check again. You know what? I'm going to send him the call-in number. How about that? How many times have we done that now? Which is kind of good.
Hey.
Hold on. Which is kind of good because then we can... Hold on a second, man. Oh, see, this requires glasses, so hang on. Hold on a second here. And I'll give it out right now. So the call-in number, if you want to check it out, is...